happiness course. Do you want to take time to stop and breathe in this fast-paced and competitive world? If your answer is yes, you may be interested in the happiness course at Harvard. The happiness course, or positive psychology, is now the most popular course at Harvard in recent years. It adds to the Harvard spirit as a new luminescent spot, that is, to live a happy life. In his class, Ben Shahar does not teach his students how to become successful. Instead, he teaches how to be happy in a simple way. In his first lecture, only 8 students came and 2 left midway. Then 400 came to his second lecture and 850 to the third. By now, at least 1/5 of Harvard College's undergraduate populations of about 6,500 are in this class. It is an astonishing scene in the hard-driving academic atmosphere of Harvard. Most students can see it as a brain candy. Ben argues that if the course seems easy, it is because it holds such great relevance to students' own lives. Most things we find interesting, we also find easy, he said. Indeed, being happy is closely related to everyone's life. People can put up with being poor, but few can bear unhappiness. Nowadays, in particular, people feel a lot of pressure and many feel unhappy even if they are successful. At Harvard, many students have psychological problems such as severe anxiety, emotional disturbance, and depression. This problem is not only nagging Harvard, but the whole United States. Compared to the 1960s, now people are richer and richer, but the frequency rate of depression is 10 times higher. The age of onset has dropped from 29.5 years old in the 1960s to 14.5 today. According to a research conducted by Harvard University, 80% of Harvard students feel at least very dismayed and depressed once each year. 47% feel too dejected to do anything, and 10% confess that they have thought about killing themselves. What causes this phenomenon? If you are looking for answers, you can go to Ben Shahar's class. He will teach you how to lead a better life. Here's some tips from Ben Shahar. Expressing gratitude. Thinking about your family and friends. Simplifying your life. Learning to say no to something. Finding what you enjoy most and what you are good at. Giving up perfectionism and learning to fail to do something.